Hi everyone, I'm your guest host Yaya, or you can call me Soria. And this is the Bible study. Before I get started, my husband told me to let you know he's sorry for the delay in getting out a new episode. We've been busy with the family obligation, but he's working on getting the next episode in the study out soon. So with that being said, this is the episode 37. And today I want to talk about insecure life. I know like all of us have like an insecureness in our life. Have you ever feared doubt in your life? Have you ever feared doubt in your ability of doing something? Have you ever feared scare or anxious of something that you do or going to do? Or have you ever feared doubt about yourself, about your ability? Have you ever feel concerned about the way you look? Have you ever think how people are thinking about you? I'm sure everybody here used to or maybe having these kinds of thought right now. That mean this is me too. So what is insecure life mean? Or what is insecure mean? The insecure, it means it's lacking of confidence, certain or doubt, fear to do something or subject. Example for sure. I used to have a scar on my leg. It happened in 2007, I think. That's when I got it because of motor accident. And in Cambodia, they used to have like a uniform that you can wear a long skirt or the short skirt above your knee. But because I have like the scar on my shin, I cannot wear short skirt. Have you ever imagined when I go to the beach, I wear like long pants and a t-shirt in the beach, swimming in the water? And that's because I feel anxious. I feel insecure about the way I look, about the way my scar showing. A lot of people is just teasing me about telling me after I got that accident and I have that scar. And they come and said, "That look disgusting. That look ugly. Ooh, don't wear short to show your scarring. It's so disgusting." And that is really hurt in me. So I never brave enough, never have my confidence that I can wear the clothes I want to wear. I really want to wear a short. I really want to wear like a knee-length jean. I never brave enough to do that because that is how insecure it is. Have you ever know people that, example, they live in a house? They have the house, but because of insecureness, they feel scared of something else. They're scared of losing it. They forget to enjoy the season they are right now. But they keep scared, they keep worry, they keep doubt about what they have. They keep doubt about what they can be. Even those the children, even those the people at school. A lot of time that the teacher or professor asks us about the question and we know exactly this is the answer. But we feel not confident. We don't want to give the answer. We don't want to volunteer to just give the teacher or the professor this answer. Even though we're confident in ourselves, like this is the exactly right answer. But because of the lack of confidence, because of the insecureness, that make us don't want to do it. And you know, like insecure, when you have the insecure in your life, that cut a lot of joy, they steal a lot of blessing, they steal a lot of potential in your life. They steal a lot of confidence. They steal a lot of opportunity that who you are, who you can be in your life. It took me about 6 years. In 2014, that's when I start overcome my feeling of that scar on my shin. because of one chapter is 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. That means it said, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So this is really tell the beauty is not just for outside. I just want to encourage all the women right there that you are listening to me. And this is not in my note at all, but I feel this is the Holy Spirit want to talk and tell all the women that feel insecureness about the way you look. The beauty, there are no exactly definitions of a real beautiful. Why I say that? The meaning of beauty, it depends on who you ask. If you ask people here, maybe example, I go to ask American, what is beautiful skin color like? They might say, oh, brown or dark skin. If you go to Cambodia, you ask, what is beautiful skin color like? They might be white, pure white, double white, super white, 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 white. That is about the beauty definition of some people is. So, you know, always remember, woman, who are listening to this, you are beautiful the way you are. You are different from anybody else, but remember, you can be the angel of anybody, somebody's eyes over there. But the real beautiful, the one thing that make people remember about you, it's not about the way outside of you are looking. I saw a lot of people, a lot of famous star that spend millions of dollars to just do the plastic surgery. But you know what? It's never be lasting. One day the surgery caused problem, they're meeting this, that. They never the outside beautiful is not lasting forever. But the beautiful inside, your heart, your character, the way you are, that is really, really true beauty. And people, we remember that. And people want that. That is a real beautiful. So woman, you are right here listening to this. You know, if you're looking for a man, don't looking for a man that just handsome outside and he's look ugly inside. Okay, I said it again. It's easy to change people to find a handsome or beautiful outside, because right now when you're born ugly, whatever the definition you give the ugly is, you can do a plastic surgery and transform you. But you know what? The inside is more important. The way that the people is. So how insecureness come to us? The insecureness can come automatically from us, by ourselves, or people around us. Why I'm saying that? Sometimes you're feeding the insecureness by yourself, by living in comparison to people around you. Example, if I don't compare to people around me, I might be more satisfied the way I am, the way I look, the way I have. But example, right now, because like, oh, my shin is scarring. And people around people that they put insecureness to me by telling me this is disgusting, this is ugly. They steal all my confidence. And then now I start feeding myself with insecureness. And that is make me fear insecure, and I live in fear, and I live in doubt of myself. That's why when this happened, I cannot wear short, because I never brave to wear short. I don't want to show my scar. But since 2014, that when I start like overcome myself, you know what I said? I'm wearing this clothes because I like it, and I can wear it. You have to get out from the comfortable zone. You have to stop feeding yourself with the negative thing by the world telling you. So today I have a good news to telling you. So how to get out, how to get freedom from the insecureness. It's number one, discover who you are in Christ, not in your own mind or the world mind. When I'm saying this, you have to find who you are in Christ, find your identity. So who are you? You are His children. That is not I'm just saying by saying, but this is real in the Bible in John chapter 1 verse 12. I'm going to read it for you right now. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So you are not nobody. You are really somebody, and somebody who's special because you are the child of God. Believe that. You know what? A lot of people obey the prince because of the power of his father is. And imagine you are the children of God. That's you are special. You are unique. And you are loved. And also John chapter 3 verse 16. Okay, they said like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Okay, God so loved the world. Who is the world? It's us. We are the world. So we are loved by God. This is really, if I grow up with a culture that they said, if you show love to your kid, you will spoil your kid. So in my entire life, I'm telling you, I never got a hug from my dad. I never got the word that my parents told me, hey, I love you, I'm proud of you. Imagine my entire life that I never got that. But I'm fulfilled and thank God that I am loved. And I'm loved because he loved me. And then also you are worthy. So you are worthy. In Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. I'm going to read this for you. One right there. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Okay, you are worthy. The Lord your God is in your midst. A mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quit you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. So you are worthy. You are worthy for Christ. You are worthy for him to lay down his life on the cross to just save you and me. So we are worthy. Number four, you are purpose. This is one of my favorite Bible verse that whenever, and I want to talk a little bit about this also according to my testimony and what I've been through about struggling, who am I in Jeremiah chapter 29, I know everybody know it, verse 11. Are you ready? So you are purpose. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. And guy, I want to tell you a little bit here. Plan, not just one plan. He put S over there. Plans is multiple. God have a lot of plan for us. We are purpose. God not make us for nothing. It's not mistake. It's not by chance. So I want to just let you know that you are really unique. And you are precious. You are special. You are awesome. You are who you are, and you are God's children. He made you with a plan. Don't let the world fool you. Don't let the world steal the plan, steal your identity, who you are in Christ. Don't let the world put your insecureness in your life. Don't let the world steal your confidence. Stand up for yourself. Like I said, you want to be freedom of the insecureness. Discover who you are in Christ. What who you are in Christ? Again, you are His children. You are loved. You are worthy. You are purpose. And like the Bible verses that I've been giving you guys, this is not what Yahya is saying, but this is what God said to you. And I'm glad today that we come together. And I just want to pray for those who feel insecureness. If you want to reach out and want to talk more about this, that's what we come together, is come together for build each other up. We not come together for steal or destroy each other. So I will give you a prayer for people who have this. If you are one of these people that you are listening right now, that you feel insecureness, please close your eye and pray with me. Dear Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I just pray for my sister and my brother right now, that they used to be, or they are feeling or struggling, feeling insecure in their life. God, I know that you love them. God, I know you have purpose for them. God, I know that you are stand for them. God, I know that you make them with love, that you love them, that you make them so unique. Lord, I just pray for my sister and brother right now that the wall of insecureness will be tear down in Jesus' name. That you will set them free right now, Lord, that they will live with hope, that they will build their faith on the rock. That they will stand firm no matter what the world turn to the left or turn to the right, but they just focus on you, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that they know who they are, that they are the light, they are the salt to the world. Lord, they will be lead the world, not let the world lead them. And I'm thank you for this precious. Thank you for my beautiful sister and my greatest brothers, Lord, that they are closer and praying right now, that they asking for freedom in their mind, Lord. Break every chain, Lord. There's this power in the name of Jesus. And break every negative thought. Break every chain that tie them. In Jesus' name that I believe. Amen. Okay, everyone, that's all for today. If you like the content, then please do me and others looking for the podcast like this a favor. And rate and review the show. The more stars and comments that appear, the easier it is for people to find us. Be sure to like us on Facebook at The Bible Study Podcast. If you have any suggestion requested for study topics, or you'd like to communicate with me for any reason, including connecting to talk about your heart for mission and reaching for the lost, you can reach me at The Bible Study Podcast at yahoo.com. Again, that's The Bible Study Podcast at yahoo.com. Whether it's a compliment or a critique, I love to hear whatever feedback you might have. I am your guest host, Yahya, and this has been The Bible Study. God bless, guys.